Eternal God, in the reading of the Scripture, may your word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may your word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, may your word be shown. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 43. This can be found on page 919 of your Pew Bible. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday of the church year. I mentioned to you earlier, next Sunday you can greet me with a Happy New Year. That will be appropriate. Now, some of you may say, this is kind of crazy. I mean, why can't the church just follow the calendar year? That would just make so much more sense. But I want to suggest to you that this is one of the ways that we as church embody. It's one of our rhythms that reminds us that we are not like the rest of the world. We're in the world, but not of it. One of our countercultural moments where our timetable is a little different. God's time is different time. This is Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday was established in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. He thought, following World War I, that there needed to be a Sunday in the church's year to remind the people of God that God is still in charge here. No matter how it looks to us, no matter what the politics of the world is, no matter what the wars and the rumors of wars, earthquakes and fires, no matter what, we remember that God is still in charge here. And that's good news. Christ is King. But today I want to explore with you what that really means and what kind of king are we talking about. So this is where it's okay to talk to the preacher during preaching. I'm going to come down here. Now, choir, this is not to leave you out, but just so I can get closer to these folks. When you think of a king, what are some things you think of? How was a king dressed? What might a king do? What are some king-like things? A crown. Purple color, perhaps. A throne, a place to sit. Usually pretty fancy too, huh? A scepter. Royalty. Sometimes a queen. And if they want the lineage to continue, sometimes children. But when you say the word royalty, it's a family thing, right? A kingdom. They have people that they rule over. How do they rule? With power. Say that again. Firm hand. Authority. Well, he's been reading my sermon. Not fair. Hopefully with compassion, hopefully with justice. Now, if you've read the Bible, you know that sometimes kings in the Old Testament did, and sometimes they didn't. Some were downright scoundrels. Kings. So let's think about, you tipped your hat toward the sermon, so we'll go there. Let's think about if we were to say that Jesus is King, it's Christ the King Sunday. If Jesus is King, tell me about, somebody mentioned a crown. Tell me about His crown. Thorns. A symbol of pain and suffering. Bloodshed. And today's Bible story, tell me about Jesus' throne. We mentioned that word. What was He high and lifted up on in this story? A cross. A symbol of Roman power. The symbol of Roman power and authority. A symbol of death and torture. Somebody mentioned a scepter. If Christ is King, what kind of scepter might He carry? Golden, perhaps? A shepherd's crook, perhaps? Jesus redefines what it is to be King. When He's lifted up on His throne that is the cross, He redefines what it is to be King. Someone mentioned He rules with compassion. Let's dig into that word a little bit. Compassion. Does anybody know what the Latin roots of that word mean? I see a hand raised. To suffer together. Passion means suffering. Calm means with. So with suffering or suffering together. That's how our King rules. With compassion. And did you notice in today's Bible story, here He is nailed to the cross, and at the beginning of the story, as Bonnie read, they nail Him to the cross, and what's one of the first things He says? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Compassion. Forgiveness. That's a different kind of power and authority, isn't it? Jesus lives a life of humility, not arrogance. Did you notice, while hanging on the cross, the crowds seem to identify who He is. If you are the Messiah, if you are the Christ, then save yourself. You saved others, then save yourself. And the one thief, he makes fun of Jesus and mocks him. If you are who you say you are, if you are the Messiah, then save yourself and us. He's always looking out for number one. But I love how Luke does this. In Luke's gospel here in chapter 24, Luke makes the other criminal a theologian. Do you not fear God? He says. We're under the same condemnation and we are getting what we deserve, but this man, this Christ, has done nothing wrong. Criminal turned theologian. And then that same criminal turns to Jesus and says the same thing we sang, by the way. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me. Could have asked for a whole lot of things. But he asks for remembrance. I wonder what he meant. Jesus, think about me when you get to heaven. Is that what he meant? Jesus, forgive me. But he says, Jesus, remember me. And perhaps you know what Jesus says, the famous line, today, you will be with me, paradise. His last words, among the seven last words that Christ cries from the cross, are forgiveness and a promise of paradise, grace and compassion. We follow Christ the King. If we claim to be Christian, then we say that we follow this one, this King of compassion. I want you to find your bulletin and turn to the front cover. There's a picture there and some words. Teresa of Avila, an early mystic in Christian faith, and you see the date, she lived in 1500s. She journaled. She would write about her prayers and things. And she wrote this. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now, but yours. You see, if we claim to be Christian, if we on this Christ the King Sunday celebrate a King who is compassionate, if we wish to follow in His way and be His disciples, then we must be His body. So look at your hands. No, really. Go ahead. There they are. Your hands. Those hands, your hands, are Christ's hands for the world. And look at your feet. Those feet are Christ's feet, carrying you wherever Christ needs to be at work. Your eyes, really yours, and somebody's having cataract surgery, your eyes are the eyes with which Christ looks compassionate. And your heart, if we could look in there and see your heart is the heart of love that beats for the world. Christ's heart for the world. You are Christ's body. Today we celebrate Christ who is King. God is still in charge here. And our world needs to see Him. So will you be Christ for the world? Christ has no body but yours. Yours are the hands. Yours are his feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. To the glory of God. Amen.